Track 17. Module 3. Listening 2. Page 47. Exercise 3. You will hear two alternative practitioners called Stella and Rick McFarland talking about laughter therapy. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today, I'm talking to alternative therapists Stella and Rick McFarland, who specialise in what's known as laughter therapy. Before we talk about that, Rick, you run a laughter club. Tell me, what are laughter clubs exactly?
Well, the idea started in India and soon spread across the world. The clubs meet every morning, so it's a truly social activity, and it's free of charge, so accessible to everyone. Plus, there's no obligation to attend. But none of that fully explains their success, because once people start attending, few want to leave, do they, Stella?
That's right. Our club's growing all the time. We think many people are put off by the idea of alternative therapy as such. The title, Laughter Club, is somehow less intimidating because it doesn't imply having to buy into a particular philosophy or lifestyle, and we reckon that's a big part of the attraction. You just go along and laugh as a way of relieving stress.
Great. But what about laughter therapy in the wider sense?
Well, for many clients, what the laughter therapists can do is turn things around. Like, anxiety may lead to interrupted sleep patterns, which in turn could cause exhaustion, and ultimately lead to depression. In that situation, people forget to laugh, in some cases even to smile, and that has a knock-on effect on everything else they do. The grumpiness becomes a sort of downward spiral because the world responds negatively to it, making it even harder to break out of. But a good therapist can help reverse the process.
So, how do such people benefit from laughter therapy itself?
Well, the first myth to dispel is that it's not about humour. You're not expected to come armed with a repertoire of jokes or anything. No, laughter therapy is about laughing as a form of exercise. We set up small groups of people and burn essential oils to create a pleasant, positive, relaxing atmosphere. We teach participants to perform laughter exercises involving deep breathing, eye contact, and childlike playfulness. This eventually develops into real, contagious giggling as the session progresses. You see, this subtle interaction gradually releases people from any shyness or reticence about expressing their emotions. That's the main thing they get out of it, along with a feeling of relief.
Rick, you're a psychologist by profession. How did you get involved in such an unusual kind of therapy?
Well, like most psychologists, I never imagined I'd end up needing help myself. But my career took off really quickly, and I found it difficult to distance myself from work, which in the end caused me anxiety. It got to the stage where I was angry all the time and couldn't enjoy anything. It was Stella who persuaded me to do something about it. She wanted to place me in one of her laughter therapy classes, but that felt a little too close to home, so I studied meditation instead. What that taught me made me think that maybe benefits could be reaped from laughter therapy as well, so I decided to have a go. And the effects of that first session were mind-blowing. I felt like a weight had been taken off my shoulders. I remember I persuaded several clients to join us the following week, and all of them felt better for it.
OK, but I'm a working mother, right? Where am I going to slot in time for a laughter class? How do I manage it?
I think the key is time management. I constantly hear the same argument against taking any form of exercise. There's no time. The fact is, we can make time if we try. Half an hour's not a great deal of time to put aside.
To give you an example, a client of mine had anxiety attacks every time she had to give a presentation. Unfortunately, it was an important part of her job. She told me she didn't have time to join the laughter club, so I suggested she used essential oils just before a presentation by putting a drop of bergamot and lavender onto a tissue and placing it in her top jacket pocket. In this way, she could smell it if she was feeling tense, but it wouldn't bother the people around her. She found the oils really effective, and now, convinced I was making sense, She began coming to the Laughter Club shortly after, illustrating Stella's point about time management. It's a matter of making the decision to do it.
Stella, Rick, thanks for sharing some very interesting ideas with us.